This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Tes Vav, Mishnah Dalet. This Mishnah presents a dispute as to the tumah status of hanging loops that are attached to some utensil. The utensil itself is a kind of utensil that's mekabel tumah. The issue is whether the hanging loop is considered to be a part of the utensil as far as the laws of tumah. The first opinion of the Mishnah says that, generally speaking, the answer is yes. Kol hatloyim tameyim. All hanging loops are subject to tumah the same way the rest of the utensil is. Per the rule that we learned in Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Beis, of kol mechubar latameh tameh. Any part that's attached to utensil that itself is mekabel tumah, that attached part is given the same status as the rest of the utensil, so it too is mekabel tumah. This first tana says, chutz mitaloi nafa ukevara shel balabayis. Except for the loop of a householder's sifter or sieve. The nafa, the sifter, has smaller holes that's used to sift flour. The kvara, the sieve, has larger holes that's used to sift grain. The loops that were attached to these utensils were sometimes removed. So since they don't remain attached to the utensil, this first Tana agrees that we do not deem them to be a part of the utensil as far as the laws of Tumah. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. However, v'chachamim omrim kulam taharin. The Chachamim said just the opposite. Generally speaking, hanging loops attached to utensils are not deemed to be a part of the utensil with regards to the laws of Tumah. For although we did learn in Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Beis, the kolam mechubar latame tame, that some, you know, secondary parts attached to the main portion of utensil is mekabel tumah just like the main part. However, the Chachamim understand that that rule only applies when the secondary attached part somehow contributes to the function of the main body of the kli, which the Chachamim argue is not the case when it comes to a hanging loop. Hanging loop is just to hang up the utensil after you're finished using it. It in no way contributes to the actual function that the kli performs, and therefore it is considered a separate thing. And so generally speaking, the hanging loop is going to be considered a separate and distinct thing from the main utensil. So in other words, that loop is not going to be mekabel tumah. The Chum say, chutz, except for the following four types of loops. First, we have mitalo nafa shel salasin. The loop is attached to the professional flour merchant's large sifter, utalo kivras geranos. The loop of a sieve used in the threshing floors, and this too is a much larger utensil than the sieve mentioned above. The loops of these utensils did aid in the actual usage of the utensil, and that since it's a very large, the sifter, the sieve, would be rocked back and forth to make sure the sifting actually happened, and this was tiring. So the worker, when he got tired, would rest his hands in the loops. So they helped in the actual usage of the kli. And utalo magal yad, also a loop of a metal hand sickle, utalo makal habalashin, and the loop of the tax collector's metal stick that the tax collector would use to probe person's belongings to make sure he's not hiding things from the tax authorities. These loops as well aided in the actual use of the kli, and that the person using the sickle or the tax collector stick would keep his hand in the loop to make sure he wouldn't lose his grip of that sickle or stick. So the Chachamim say that these four loops, we agree, are considered to be a part of the utensil as far as the laws of Tumah. Mipnei shehein misayin mishasa malacha. For once again, they aid in the actual usage of the kli. And the Mishnah now sums up the rule according to the Chacham, Zaklal. The rule here is, Ha'asai l'sayeya b'shas melacha tame. Those loops which are designed to aid in the actual usage of the kli are mekabel tumah, just like the kli itself. Whereas Ha'asai l'tilo tahar. Those loops that are designed purely for hanging up the utensil, even if they're permanently attached to it, are not mekabel tumah like the rest of the utensil. And the halacha is in accordance with the Chacham.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.